Here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used. In 2007, 80 Americans died after being treated with heparin. An increased percentage of vaccines manufactured by U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment passed. Really, you're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars for experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their credit cards or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand during the process, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. All forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 19 February 2014. And, this is a little distressing. I posted a story on republicbroadcasting.org about radio networks disappearing. And what's included in this is one of our own talk show hosts that was doing a show over on Orion Talk Radio. And I made a mistake yesterday. I mixed up Oracle with Orion, but they're both defunct. And it's just one preceded the other. That's the guy that used to work for me. And it's, you know, I know how to do this. I'll go out and set up my own network. Well, they did. And you go to their site, we're under construction. Well, they've been under construction for 4 months. And I don't know that they're coming back. The point is that these were just simply just internet streaming radio. That's more like blog talk radio or whatever. You can't send a signal that you're producing, or if you are producing in-house programming, that you can send out to radio stations, because there is a delay. And there's firing tones, there's all sorts of things to do in order to let radio stations, the stick broadcasters, know that, oh, you know, the tone, oh, it's commercial time, for local breaks or our network breaks or whatever the case may be. Some of the, and I guess we have to get out the cadaver dogs to go around sniffing to see who else is getting ready to wink out. In the last 3 years, three smaller mainstream networks have shut their doors. Talk Radio Network is getting ready to do that. Talk Star Radio. And there is a couple of others. Accent Radio Network, Unbound Radio Network, Liberty News Radio Network, Orion, that I've already spoke about, Oracle. They're all shutting their doors. And I hope that I'm wrong here, but I received an email. Let me go back to this so I don't mess this up. I want to get this exactly right according to the information that I received. And we've got to go through 999 favorites on my website. And this has to do with the micro effect. Now, I hope this isn't true, because there's a few talk show hosts over there that are... And get, where did it get? Here it is. Thank you very much. I wish my mind is connections down. Okay, here. It appears that Joe McNeil's radio network, The Micro Effect, has shut down. Apparently this was done with no advance notice except for Joe McNeil's sudden announcement last night. In any event, The Micro Effect had three good radio hosts, Jack Blush, Roger Sales, and Robbie Noel. Just thought you might want to know. Thank you for that, Alan. I checked it today. There are streams going on over there, but I don't know that if they're live or not. So, I know Joe McNeil, he's been doing the best job that he can over there. This is one of the few networks out there that it actually has satellite attached to it. So, I hope McNeil is going to be okay, but point being is there's a lot of things shutting down. Now, networks are one thing. Radio stations are another thing. Radio stations. You know, how did George Norrie overnight go from over 500 radio stations to an audience of 275,000 to 300,000 on any given night? I highly suspect that it's not just programming content that has changed somewhat, but radio stations that they were broadcasting on might have gone dark. And the funny thing about radio stations, you know, they're like liquor licenses. They only issue so many of them, and that's it. Well, when the cash is rolling fat, everybody wants to be in a radio game. Everybody wants to buy radio stations. And I've seen people go out, buy one radio station, and then mortgage one right after another, and hoping that they can keep everything together. And this is one of the hardest things on the planet to do. Is if you go in and you're buying up radio stations, you become your own distribution network, let's say. That's very hard to do. Because one domino falls over the wrong way, guess what? The rest of them tumble as well. And I'd seen that happen as well. John Kottmeyer, that happened to John Kottmeyer. Now there's a name you haven't heard for a long time. He did exactly that. He set up his flagship station, and then he started adding radio stations to it. Well, one domino fell, and the rest of them went bye-bye as well. So it's just not the network aspect. It's also where that information is going and who is putting it out. You know, it might end up a day, folks, that, you know, this is all done by KU, and everybody has their own little transmitters at their house. In the future, who knows how bad this economy is going to get and what it's going to wipe out. I know one thing, it ain't looking real good, economy-wise. And how, when you have that restriction of cash flow, as I said, in fat times, oh, man, there's room for mistakes, there's room for advertisers dropping, things blowing up, and okay, we'll just get in and reconfigure and redo and rebuy and rehook, and here we go again. When the cash flow starts to dry up, that is the test to see who is going to be left standing. And evidently, we hope to be one of those networks, because we're unlike any other network out there. I remember sitting down in Missouri talking with a manager of a station. The owner had, I think, three different stations. Well, they laid off. I walked in that place, it was like, well, a nice place. They had telephone booths set up, they had, I won't say state-of-the-art stuff, but it wasn't trashy. And I'm looking around, and I'm going, where's everybody at? And I said, well, this is it. And I said, well, you've got capacity here. Why don't you have more people working for you? Well, we had to cut back. Well, long story short here, we compared notes of what it took to run that one radio station. And my price tag for running an entire network was less than the overhead to run that one radio station. We are unlike anything that's ever been done in the industry before. And it's going to, well, we don't have that crystal ball. The only thing we can do is keep working, and we are. Working 24/7, bring on more stations. We'll see what happens in the future.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.
Dean Block, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. It's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. Well, one, bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great recommended by me, go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline making?
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, secondhand information here, folks. I hate this, because I did not hear it personally, but it was confirmed to me that Joe McNeil was on air last night, and he said he was shutting the thing down, and that's regards to the micro effect. Now, they're still streaming replays over there, evidently, with hopes to get back up, but when you get to that point, it's real hard to reinstitute, because hosts don't want to stick around and play the waiting game to see if you're going to go back up or not. And, you know, a lot of people, they, yeah, TalkStream, yeah, I'm number one there. No, you're not. People think they get a ranking. Well, yeah, well, it's not really indicative of how many numbers you're drawing. It's just where you're at on the pecking order there. And I've had people, I've got millions of people listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. No, you don't. You don't understand the system, and you don't understand what you're talking about. And there's a lot of confusion out there as to how the industry really works. So, you know, that's what I have. So, I'm kind of amazed. This is happening rather quickly. And you would think a scenario such as this, you'd have the stormtroopers running around kicking doors in and pulling out wires and blowing towers up and shooting people, you know, to have this kind of effect going on in radio. But is it really a surprise? Is it a surprise? Well, I guess that would depend on your threshold for being surprised. I don't know. David in Arkansas. Hello, David. He dropped. He just called in. Okay. Jeez. Have you noticed that more and more calls we're getting are on cell phones and the connections are crappier and crappier? You know, I'm rather amazed by that. And I learned a little trick that they're doing. I think I relayed this to the audience. If you're having trouble with your cell phone connections, you might pick up your cell phone and look at it, as I'm doing right now. Oh, I got 5 bars. And then I'll place the call, and 5 or 10 minutes into that call, guess what happens? You lose your signal, and it'll drop. There's a priority going on with your cell towers, that the new incoming calls, they get priority, and you're knocked down on the bandwidth. So you might be having a conversation with somebody, and all of a sudden your cell phone drops. Well, you've been prioritized. You've already been there. You've had your 30 seconds, or your minute, or your 5 minutes, or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden you drop. Here in Central Texas, Sprint, one of the bigger cell phone companies out there, they were having massive problems. I mean, it got to the point where they were trying to give me a piece of equipment that would rebroadcast their signal using my high-speed internet. And I said, whoa. Well, it'll go out a mile. Oh, goody gumdrop. So within a mile radius of my house that I can't receive a signal at right now, I'll be able to have a signal. Absolutely. And I can't get signal. Doing tower upgrades and all this other rigmarole. By the way, Sprint's been doing tower upgrades in this area for 4 years, and nothing has ever been upgraded. So I said, let me understand what you're telling me. In order for me to have my cell service, which I'm already paying for, to work, you want to piggyback on to my high-speed internet at my home to power your little box to give me a one-mile range. Yeah, that's right. You know, normally we charge for that equipment. I go, normally? What would it cost me? Well, it'd cost you $125 a month. I said, over and above my cell service. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's the only fix we can offer you. I said, no, I think I have another fix. I said, I've been listening to the same crap that these people are trying to maximize their profits and are not putting it into their infrastructure. So you're telling me that I've got to use a service that I already paid for. You want to piggyback on it in order to make your service work? I said, have you lost your flipping mind? Have you lost your freaking mind? Well, sir, there's no sense getting upset. I said, what do you mean? Do I sound upset? I was talking to him in the exact same tone that I'm speaking right now. He says, well, sir, you're upset. And I says, well, wouldn't you be? I said, you're collecting a paycheck from these people. I'm paying your paycheck. That's how that works. But I'm here to tell you your stuff doesn't work. Well, and I said, I'd like to cancel. Well, there's going to be a cancellation fee. I said, in a pig's eye, there's going to be a cancellation fee. And I went round and round with these people for 2 hours on the phone. Finally, they relented. And I switched over to AT&T, only to discover same thing happens. Not to the degree it did with Sprint, mind you, here in Round Rock, Texas. But with AT&T, same stuff. And then I learned about the tower cell prioritization program that they have. You know what really fascinated me about all of this? Everybody's into cooperating. Well, not really. But in business ventures, I often wondered why all these different companies, these communication companies, didn't pool their money together, and they could have literally blanketed this entire country with their service if they would have shared the cost of towers. As simple as that. But no, we're in business and we're going to chop the other guy to little pieces. In the meantime, guess who suffers? That's right, you, the stupid little consumer. But they will pile on fees and cancellation stuff and, what do you mean you're not happy? What do you mean? What do I mean? Arthur in Maryland. Hello, Arthur.
Hi, John. I just called for a suggestion.
Yeah.
To help Sander win that $20,000. Am I correct that anybody that downloads that app, they themselves take a chance on winning $50,000?
That is correct.
Well, if everybody listening to this network would text everybody that's in their phone book and give them that information, that's going to spread the word to people that don't even live in or that listen, and when you tell them they're taking a chance on 150,000, you know, they're going to do it. So that would really jump the numbers up.
Well, and yeah, that would take a certain amount of cooperation. Not saying, of course, that everybody that's going to be in their cell phone is going to be a listener to the network, even. You know.
No, but it's a good way to help spread the word about the network too.
Well, it would be if we can get look, Arthur, let me explain something. When we say stuff on this network, sometimes it just goes through one ear and out the other. After 20 years, I've still not figured out the disconnect. But, you know, I keep telling people that, look, there's only going to be about 5,000 or 6,000 people in this contest. Now, I don't know, what's the standard on a lottery, just any lottery USA? Your chance is 1 in 100 million or some stuff like that? Yeah, I mean, let me put it to you this way. You probably have a better chance of getting run over by a tractor trailer on your way to buy your lottery ticket than actually hitting the lottery itself. But with a situation like this, Arthur, where you got only 5,000 or 6,000 people in that pool and somebody's going to win with 50 grand, that's pretty damn good odds.
Well, what phones can they download that into? Can it be any smartphone, or does it have got to be an iPhone?
You know what? Hang on one second if you can, Arthur, and I'll get you the answer to that question right after this. Come on.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we're back. Yeah, Arthur, to answer your question, I'm an Android iPad. I went up to their site. If you click on the download, it's iPod Nano, iTunes, even Apple TV. You can download it on. And let me see what else here. It says requires iOS 4.3 or later, compatible with the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and of course the Android and whatever else. And you can go up to the website. Once you click on that app, that'll take you, you'll see the app.kw.com/kwijreb. We'll click on that, and that'll take you to the download page, and it'll give you various options.
All right, well, that's my suggestion. Everybody listening, and maybe your other host can do the same thing, put it out there. Text everybody on your list, and hey, maybe you'll help somebody win $50,000 and get Sandra the $20,000.
And you know damn right well where that $20,000 is going.
Yeah. Then you got to take her out to dinner, real nice dinner.
Well, and maybe if somebody has it in their hot little hand and I'm not allowed to touch it, maybe I can smell it for a second as it whips by me at light speed.
Yeah.
Arthur, thanks for your call. Good suggestion.
Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe I can smell it. Who doesn't like the smell of dirty money? That's not even money, anyhow. Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, John. Just wanted to talk cell phones with you for a minute since you broached that topic. It's interesting the way when you hear talk about cell phones now, all you hear about now is like the front end that the user sees. You know, are you Android or are you iPhone, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And how everybody's smartphones. But having got, you know, my first cell phone after having pagers like back in like 1990 and staying with the same company, having the company change and get acquired and merged various times and everything, over time I've looked into this, and I'm sure you understand a good bit about the concept of multiplexing, chop a signal up and for multiplexing and put it back together.
Mm-hmm.
The two big differences between dividing the signal are code division multiple access or time division multiple access. And so you can chop it up according to specific size chunks of code, or you can chop it up at specific time intervals.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this is pertinent is this: the different carriers made that choice years if they were going to go with code division or time division. Verizon went with code division, and to this day is still CDMA, code division. Now, AT&T went with time division, hours Verizon, and have, you know, roaming agreements. I mean, I remember back in the good old days, roaming fees?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was gotten rid of when they put these sharing agreements. And T-Mobile is time division like AT&T, and so they can share. So I'm just picturing, you know, So that kind of gives an explanation of how, you know, and then these various pay-as-you-go services have to choose which way they're going to go and who they're going to share with and have roaming agreements with.
Well, and
but
the funny thing about
look at all these maps and the commercials, Verizon's now claiming the commercial have better coverage. But it's interesting because when you're in the highly densely populated areas, everybody works pretty well. You know, since I'm in a densely populated area near the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I have good service. But once you get out to Round Rock, you're starting to get outside the higher density cell tower population near Austin, and then as soon as when the suburbs, that's where you get all this stuff. You know, this since they're not investing as much in putting up new towers in the past, in recent years.
Well, if they're like any other company out there, they're bottom lining it, and what can we limp along with? Because we can advertise that we've got the best coverage, and then we can write that off against our taxes. That's just advertising.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they were going gangbusters in the 90s. They were contracting with churches to hide them in their bell towers.
Yeah.
We've got fig trees along the turnpike that have all everybody's towers on them and everything.
Yeah.
But that all kind of crapped out, you know. So you have, I used to live right along with, like, a kind of a dead zone line, and they finally put in a new cell and migrated my phone to a little. I could make a call from inside my own house. And they finally got a tower up in the area and switched over the default tower. It's just, but now in these days of infrastructural cutbacks, you know, people on the fringes, you know, and out in the rural areas is where you have to really have your problems, but you're really kind of in the half in, half out when you're at the fringes of the densely populated area like where you were in Round Rock.
Yeah, and evidently last year Sprint and Verizon, they teamed up. And they claimed that, oh, well, now we're going to have better coverage. Well, it was worse than it ever was.
Right. Well, then they had to dovetail all their computers together, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So again, they were able to do that because they're both CDMA. And Verizon has always been notoriously controlling in its proprietary approach to things.
Yeah.
You know, the phones and everything. But, it's interesting stuff, but it used to be something you had to think about and learn about and make your choices based on your location and your provider. But now, like I say, nobody even knows about or thinks about this stuff anymore unless they're really technically inclined. All people are like, can I get an iPhone? You know,
yeah.
Used to be you couldn't get an iPhone on Verizon. Oh, now I can get an iPhone. All anybody cares about is the front end, you know, 18 inches from their face.
Mm-hmm. No, I got you there. It's like anything else in this country. It's got a nice front, but it's got no back to it.
Precisely. Infrastructure.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
All right.
Boss.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. Now, that explains the Verizon Sprint thing. Sprint was going, we're going to be doing upgrades, and we're teaming up with Verizon. And then when they did, it got worse. And who's the company, Dan? Who's the company that does the commercial where they give you the cell phone coverage supposed to be in the form of the United States, and then they show you, the least coverage of a cell phone company, and they ask you, what is that? And people look at it and go, oh, I don't know, is that a fairy? I don't know, is that a little boy sitting on his ball? I don't know. And then it's either Verizon or AT&T that they give you the map coverage and you can actually see the United States. I don't know. But that's all packaging, man. That's all the stuff is, as Glenn put it, 18 inches in front of your face. It's all show and no go. Tom in Valley Forge. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's all hat and no cattle, right? Your technology.
Yeah, and Tom, if I can ask you, who's your cell phone service with?
Well, let me tell you. I had AT&T for 13 years, okay? And back in 2009, when they brought the iPhone on and they started increasing the number of phones that were coming on, AT&T would let you browse the internet and talk on the phone at the same time. I used to install cell phone towers, by the way.
Ah.
So I got a lot of experience with it. I want to tell you about the device they wanted to put in your house. They kept saying, oh, well, you got a bad phone. I said, all right, well, send me a new phone. So they sent me a new phone. I got it all programmed. The first time I used it, I got dropped 5 times at a 3-minute call. I drove to Verizon. I said, switch my numbers over, take my thing, give me a new phone. I was so fed up with them with getting dropped calls that I just couldn't stand anymore. So I drove to Verizon. They gave me all new phones, got new service, and they kind of lied to me too, because they would not allow you to browse and talk at the same time. They do now. They didn't back then. And that was one of AT&T's biggest problems, because it was sucking up all the bandwidth.
Right, right. What company are you using now?
I got Verizon. They're the ones with the map that you're talking about.
Okay. All right, because...
Very good coverage. Depending on your house, like, you have a problem, right? I do this for a lot of people. When you can't get a cell phone call in your house because of the way it's constructed, or you're in a hole, or you're not close enough to a tower, if you talk to them, they will give you that box. It's called a repeater.
Yeah.
And all it does is hooks to the internet, and when you get out of your car, if you have internet in your house, outside your house, and this is a lot of people where I live around here, they have them old stone houses, can't get a signal.
Yeah.
So you have this little box, plug it into your internet, has a little cable that goes out on a window that gives GPS, and what it does is you get out of your car, you're at your door, cell phone's working, you walk inside, your cell drops. Well, this thing will then switch you over to the internet and complete your call. And as long as you're in your house, you can complete call. When you walk out, if you're on a call and you walk out, then it will drop you and you will have to reconnect. But they will give that to you for free. There's no monthly charge. You just have to raise the hell about it.
Well, and I did, and that's what they wanted to give me, but they wanted to piggyback and use my bandwidth off of my high-speed internet. And I said, unless you plan on paying for my internet, no. Hell no. Now I'm paying two different people, and I'm not getting the bandwidth that I said that I was supposed to get.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically, and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness, and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We are back. I wanted to ask Tom, can you hear me now? Because, Tom, you're listening to the program. If you're next to a cell tower or you got good signal strength, your phone sucks. Can you hear me now? Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing there, John?
Hi.
No, I just caught the tail end of your show here. Sorry I missed most of it, but I did hear, I guess you guys were talking about horror stories for cell phones. And I got to tell you, I was with AT&T also and had so many dropped calls. I'll be on a business conference call or something, and then suddenly it just dropped. And we have to call back several times. Finally get reconnected, and I finally said, you know, I'm tired of this.
Yeah.
And so I call up the customer center, call center, and... Somebody answers the phone, and I quickly said, this doesn't sound right. Guy has a really heavy Indian accent, and I said, where am I calling? He tells me his name is Bill.
Yeah, sure it is.
And I said, Bill, where am I calling, Bill? And he said, India.
Uh-huh.
And so I just kind of laughed, because I remember about week before that, 60 Minutes had done a show about how AT&T had done this call center thing, trying to fool their customers are thinking they were calling in the United States when they needed assistance, and that they'd hired these foreigners in these third world countries and really cheap wages, mm-hmm. got rid of, you know, these people that they had employed, and they outsourced the job. And they were trying to fool everybody by giving them American names, and his name surely wasn't Bill.
Of course it wasn't.
But I quickly, that's it. I was into that. My business with AT&T, I dropped in. Went with Verizon, and much better service. So.
Yeah. I was talking, the person I was talking to, Chase Manager, yesterday, her husband used to work for Dell here in Round Rock. And he was a supervisor, a manager. And they were actually bringing these Indians in to train them to set up their call center in India and their tech support in India. So here was a guy that was training literally his replacement. And it's the saddest thing. You know, yippee. And here again, let's back this whole conversation down to the one person that is supposedly makes this world go round. And that's the consumer or the customer. The people actually laying out fees or making bill payments for a service, and you're getting screwed on it. And she just flat out told me, I said, what year was that? It turns out it was the same year that Mike Dell, 2 weeks before Christmas, was handing out pink slips and then turns around and gives his wife a $1 billion gift. He can do that to sidestep the IRS. He gave his wife a $1 billion check for Christmas and pink slips for everybody else.
Yeah.
The global order of things, this is all for the corporations. Where can I get the cheapest labor, and who can I screw, and what can I minimally get by and still maintain a customer base?
Yeah, I feel sorry for these kids coming out of college now. I really do.
Well, they've been prepped. They're Globo citizens. Yeah.
I mean, they're coming out with specialized training, and when it comes down to it, if I can hire this guy or outsource it for this price, I don't care what your education is. I'm going to go for the lowest price, and who can give me the same job.
And by the way, we were talking about the Indians coming over from India, and I always found it kind of strange to call them Indians. When you think of Indians, you think of Sioux or Cherokee, you know, American Indians. But at any rate, she said, you know, I said, the one thing that really bugs me about their culture, and here's the problem. They may even have perfect diction. Maybe they don't even have an accent anymore. But they're culturally disconnected from us. And you always can recognize when you're talking to an Indian because they're constantly apologizing to you. I'm very sorry. And one day, I'm having a tech problem, and I'm talking to these people, and I said, look, I said, please, for the balance of this conversation, can you please stop apologizing to me? And I swear to God, the next thing out of that female's mouth was, well, I'm sorry. I hung up. I thought, the hell with you people.
She didn't get it.
She didn't. There's a disconnect.
It's ingrained.
Yeah, it is a disconnect. Hey, Steve, thanks for your call.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. I didn't intend to make this about cell phones today, but evidently people have their horror stories. And how much is this microwave crap floating around in the air really cooking my brain right now? Can we go back to pagers? Can we slow life down? It used to be that you bought a phone recorder for your hard-wired phone at home. And everything was slower. Now, true, I mean, if you had a Mach 3 with your hair on fire emergency and you needed to get a hold of somebody like that quick, yeah, okay, cell phones are cool. But it wasn't immediate. You know, you didn't see somebody driving down the road with a home phone stuck in their ear because they'd be talking into nothing. Okay? Technology wasn't there. And then we came along with beepers. Okay, somebody would beep you and you'd have to actually get to a phone to make a phone call. Well, there was a little lapse there. Not as much pressure. Now, it's just instantaneous. And I would say probably half the conversation, I don't have any statistics on this, I'm just making a wild-haired guess, half the conversations that are going on right now through cell phones are immaterial. It's stuff that could wait. It's, oh, well, I can talk while I'm driving and I'm bored. I think I'll call my girlfriend up. Oh, I think I just ran a red light. Oh, I just killed a kid. Oh, well. Or let me drift out of my lane and sideswipe your car. I just had somebody do that the other day. Not sideswipe. I was a little quicker than they were. But sure enough, I got up alongside him and looked over, and they got a cell phone stuck in their ear. Immediate road rage, anger welled up in me, and I just wanted to drive my car into them. So I figured out a little system that everybody can understand. When you finally get their attention, you do like the old hook 'em horns thing here, with your little finger out and your thumb out as far as you can stretch it, invert that and make the motion like you're hanging the receiver up, and then make a motion like you're driving. Two little simple wordless expressions that works better than the middle finger, because the only thing you get then is anger. Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I better hurry up and make this comment before...
For your phone drops. I hear you.
I was, you know, I was just thinking, you know, this customer service that we usually get from cell phone providers, it doesn't really make any sense. How is it something that's, you know, 3,500 to 4,000 miles away, we get clear and conversations, but we can't keep a phone call that's only 30 miles away?
Well, and you know, that was the beauty of being hardlined. You know, that was real copper connections from point A to point B to point C to point D and all the connections and all that stuff. The only time that that phone call got interrupted is when somebody ran over a utility pole, knocked the phone wires down,
right,
or a lightning strike and it blew out something and they had to go out there and do the patch and repair and put the Band-Aid on it and get it back up and running. That, you know, you had a real problem. I mean, you could pick up that little antiquated Alexander Graham Bell device and talk to anybody on this planet that was wired in, and it was as clear can be. Well, most of the time. But this, I mean, you're on a cell phone right now, correct?
Yes.
Who's your company?
Sprint.
It sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, and that and that's just the way it is. And sometimes, as a talk show host, the majority of the calls that we get via cell phone. Some are great; they sound like Skype. But others, the tonal quality is not there. The bandwidth is not there. You know, the highs and the lows are cut off, and you don't even have what they call a voice medium there. It's mumbled, it's garbled, it's whatever. And it's a shame. I mean, in the 21st century, I mean, isn't it cool now that they got phones that you can wear as a wristwatch and you can hit the internet or do whatever? I mean, that's cool. All that's cool. But as the one guy put it, that's the thing 18 inches in front of your face, and ain't it pretty? But how well does it work? How well does it work? Yeah. Tony, thanks for your call.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Take the break. We'll get into some hard news today, folks. This is kind of actually refreshing for me today because it's been one of those damn days. And to talk to folks and kind of quiet down and calm down a little bit, it's nice. So let me take another Xanax. I'll be back in three.
When you wear the schools and more things made in USA, it's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
With finance.